And welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out to Meridian Township to Paul Brake, who is the Assistant Township Manager and Human Resources Director. Good evening, Paul. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure. I appreciate your time this evening to get some information. There was an article in the paper this weekend about the Meridian Township of Elected Officials Compensation Committee. And as was mentioned, because we had a few minutes to talk earlier, usually this meeting kind of goes off without notice. I talked with Township Manager Jerry Richards, and he said the same thing. But with budget issues this year, this one's getting a little bit more attention. This evening, if I'm correct, Paul, one of the things that will be discussed is changing, could be kind of drastically cutting some salaries. Why don't you tell us about what's expected to be on the agenda at tonight's meeting?
Well, what is occurring is this Elected Officials Compensation Commission, they are meeting to receive input from the public through the public hearing and also conduct their final deliberations and hopefully reach a final conclusion on the setting the salaries for not only the current year but the upcoming year as well for 2011 and as well as 2012. As the article has indicated, there's certainly many proposals, many different arrangements on looking at the compensation. But it's important to note that the way the law works is that no such reductions can occur while the individuals are still in office. So in this time period that I mentioned, when the elected board members and elected park commissioners, they're on a four-year cycle. It's the same cycle as the presidential election. So shortly after the election, those individuals, whether it be reelected or new individuals, are elected into office, they're sworn in on November 20th. So they don't wait till the following January, but it's immediate later that month. Now, for the new officials and even for individuals that are reelected, the Compensation Commission then has the ability, if they wanted to reduce the salary, only then could it take effect. Now, there's other exceptions that get into that, but that's what really what the conversation or the dialogue has been about is something that potentially could occur November of 2012.
Okay, so just to I'm one for recapping and make sure I understand. So even if the Elected Officials Compensation Commission tonight or in the near future votes to reduce these salaries, that wouldn't take effect for the folks in office at this point through the election that got them there. It would be for them or any new people in 2012.
Correct.
Okay. So even though the action is happening now, it wouldn't take effect until later.
Yes, yes. And that's the when you mentioned at the early part of the conversation about this commission, for one thing, they don't meet very often. By our own ordinance, they only meet an odd number of years, so it's every other year. And once they begin a session meeting, once they have their first meeting, they have 45 days to complete this process. So we started on February 22nd, and by our own ordinance, they have to finish up by this first week of April.
Oh, okay. So it will be finished this evening. I mean, they will go ahead and do a vote this evening?
Correct.
Okay, very good. Now, you talked about wanting public input, and this meeting is going to start in just a few minutes at 6 o'clock at Meridian Township Hall. I'm correct on that?
Yes.
Okay. So we want input from the public as well, if people have time to swing by there. The article talks about, and I'm assuming that the article is accurate because I'm kind of using that for talking points, about taking the clerk's salary and the treasurer's salary, you know, cutting those pretty drastically. Are these all part of cost-saving measures that, frankly, every township and county and the state government is looking at as well? Is this part of that everything's on the table?
You know, what's proposed, I mean, that's suggested as the rationale. I can tell you traditionally that the Elected Officials Compensation Commission, what they do is look at comparable information from comparable employers. The one thing that's noteworthy about townships is that throughout the state of Michigan, there's 1,200 townships and a smaller number of charter townships. They're all organized the same way. They all have a supervisor. They all have a clerk. They all have a treasurer. So there is some comparability, and then you start looking at communities that are similar size, similar tax base, and kind of draw your conclusion there. Now, what other communities are doing, I'm not certain. I have not heard of that. So in the case of what is occurring here, that is being suggested as that, hey, perhaps that we should look at the salaries of those two particular positions. But those are the opinions that have been expressed, and so that's what the commissioners will take into consideration as they make their final deliberations.
So as they discuss all that, the chairman of the commission, the compensation commission, mentioned in the article, his name was Jim Doyle, that they hadn't drawn up any recommendations. These are all kind of working ideas at this point, it kind of sounds like?
That is correct.
And so after the meeting tonight, they'll come up with some conclusions. And when they do their recommendations, then those don't have to go before, or do they have to go before the township board as well?
What ends up happening is that there's a final determination letter that is drawn up and is signed by the commission chair. It's then placed on file with the township clerk's office. And the letter is forwarded to the township board. And within 30 days, the only action that they can take is to turn down the recommendation. And in order to turn down the recommendation, they have to do that by a two-thirds vote. So in other words, they would need 5 votes to overturn the recommendations of the Elected Officials Compensation Commission. If that were to occur, then no changes would happen at all. So everything remains frozen for those 2 years, and then we meet again in 2013.
So this is really time-wise and by ordinance, if that's the right word for what we're talking about here, this is the only chance that there is for any of these salaries to change, and you know what would be a savings to the township for it to happen. Tonight's the last night for that to happen for another couple of years.
Correct.
In terms of these salaries.
Yes.
Very good. Well, I appreciate your time this evening. It's going to be an interesting meeting. And like you said, when we had a moment to talk, the Compensation Commission usually kind of does their work unnoticed to the general public. This year it's different. Everybody's looking at everything that's about money.
True.
Very good. Well, Paul, I appreciate your time and helping us sort through this. We will follow up and see how the meeting went this evening. I appreciate your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
All right. Thank you, too.
Paul Brake, who is Assistant Township Manager at Meridian Township and Human Resources Director, will be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.